just from a schedule standpoint, both today and tomorrow's practices are Saints on Saints, and then our focal point Wednesday will shift to Baltimore. The three transactions I have, these three players were waived today. Wide receiver Andy Tanner, safety Ty Zimmerman, and tackle Ty Nashecki. We still have to get down, you know, 11 more here in the next 24 hours. In the meantime, any questions?
Is it hard to figure out? You know, you still got some more to do as far as the cuts, but is it difficult, whether it be the first cuts or the last cuts, trying to figure out to let go? You want to keep giving guys as many options as possible still?
Yeah, I mean, both. I think that the most important thing is getting the right 53, and it's the one thing you coaches always fear is that did you get enough of an evaluation on every player? So hopefully we're able to answer that. And then, you know, it's always difficult, especially when a lot of these players have been with you, you know, since throughout the spring. There's just a lot of time, you know, on task. And so that never really changes.
Specifically with a guy like Victor Butler, who it's really been hard to get an evaluation on for the last year plus. I mean, how do you judge that?
Those are some of the challenges.
Obviously, Breece is expecting a baby. This is absence family related today.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't have any news, but I think you guys will probably hear. I don't know how you hear.
Twitter,
yeah. But yeah, everything is going good, and I think that hopefully we'll hear something.
Coach, you guys have been emphasizing turnovers this preseason. Eight in the last two games. I know you. Is it encouraging to get them that way?
Yeah, and I thought in the game the other night, you know, particularly against some of their good personnel, you know, the play that Kenny makes, you know, you're always trying to measure when they come, and there is a little difference in a takeaway and one that's given, and I thought we had some good takeaway opportunities the other night, and whether they came in the first half or the second half, they were earned turnovers that those are encouraging signs.
Looking at it now, was Keenan's pick?
You know what? Number one, I knew it wasn't going to be overturned, and it's still hard to tell whether or not the ball moves at all when it hits the ground. So if it was called a completion, it probably was going to stay, or an interception, it was probably going to stay that way. And just based on the angles we had, and it certainly was a great play on the ball, though.
Are you guys starting to plan and prep for week one at all, or is it just all focused on this last
game? No, we're not. We'll have extra time in the Atlanta week. It's really fundamentals, like some specific areas of emphasis, 2-minute, third down. We had our nickel run period today. So it's really more areas that we feel like we still need work on based on Saturday night's game, based on the week before's game. Where do we feel like we're deficient? Tomorrow we'll get some red zone work in. So we're trying to get really two training camp practices, if you will, in before we shift Wednesday to Baltimore. And then at that point, you know, the energy and time will be spent on Atlanta.
Sean, given how much Goodwin worked with Breece, has he made a move in that race and is it close to being over? Or is that really
well, listen, I think it's premature to say where he's at. But, you know, again, both he and Tim have had a lot of work with the ones and the twos. They both provide position flexibility. They're two different players in their careers, so we'll see where that's headed. But we're getting pretty good consistent play, and that's encouraging.
Sean, you got nice.
Go ahead.
You got nice in the arm down. You're really involved in practice today.
We're one quarterback short, yeah. When I saw Pierre throwing, we needed a little intervention.
You're playing corner, too.
Huh?
You're playing corner a little bit, too.
Yeah, just with safety help.
Along those same lines, can you read anything to Luke McCown has started ahead of Griffin with the ones in each preseason game? Is that
No, I mean, I think most of all we're trying to make sure Ryan's getting a ton of work. This past game was an example where we were at halftime way ahead of defense with regards to snaps. So we were into our offensive phases a little quicker than on defense because of the snaps. Ryan will get a ton of work this week. He'll get a lot of work.
Sean, what'd you like? If you how much you got to see with Victor Butler. Did you feel like he's coming along how he should be?
Well, it's just been real limited just because he's been rehabbing and he's finally getting healthy. So, you know, it's hard really to measure right now. But we still have, listen, we still have time.
The battle between Graham and Demke, do you see that going all the way to the end? Or?
Yeah, I do. And it's one of the ones we probably discuss every time we're discussing personnel. And, you know, it's a good thing. But both of them have done well in practice. Tomorrow we'll try to create a competition period again, and then, you know, give them plenty of work.
Is that
on Thursday?
Is that one where a missed kick could decide? I think that close.
I think more than anything else, you're just, we have every kick charted, and so we're able to go up there and pull out what's the efficiency, what's the distance, what's the get off, and then weigh all those things and make a decision. But with regards to that position, we've not made a decision.
How do you feel about your depth at cornerback? You know, now that you have Robinson.
Well, we're getting healthier.
Yeah.
You know, in the last week, we were able to get Patrick back. We were able to get Champ back. Frederick's close and is getting some work. And, you know, I think depending on how Wade does, so we're getting healthier, and that's good. And we've got some good competition with some of the down-the-line guys, too.
That kicker situation, if someone externally got released, would you look at him, or is it going to be one of those?
I think we feel pretty good about the two we have here. So I wouldn't confuse the fact we haven't made a decision with these two with the idea that we're unhappy. I think we're really making sure that we're trying to make the right decision. So I don't know that we're looking at outside kickers. I think a team or two is looking to see what we do.